This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis delivered his yearly State of the State address to lawmakers at the state capitol in the last hour. He discussed housing, affordability, and more. Before the speech, pro-Palestine demonstrators gathered outside the capitol. Abdullah Alaga is an organizer for the Colorado-Palestine Coalition. He was born in the Middle East and says he spent several years in Gaza as a kid.
I'm Palestinian. I've lost over 100 relatives in Gaza in the aggression over the past 3 months. And it's really, it's hurtful to see that my governor is you know, speaking about my people this way and ignoring my thoughts and my concerns.
Governor Jared Polis, who is Jewish, has expressed support for Israel since the October attack by Hamas. Last month, he spoke at the Jewish National Fund's global conference, which was also met by hundreds of protesters. Polis acknowledged the increase in bias and prejudice in the past year.
There's been a dramatic increase in horrific acts of hate across the world, including here at home in Colorado. Between October 7th and January 7th, the Anti-Defamation League recorded a 360% increase in anti-Semitic incidents nationwide. The rise in anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and hate in all of its forms is simply unacceptable in the state of Colorado. Colorado is a state that welcomes everyone, no matter your country, your background, where or how you worship, who you love. Every single person has the right to feel safe at home, in their community, and yes, in their place of worship.
And we'll have more coverage from the Capitol of Governor Polis, lawmaker reaction to his speech, and protesters outside the Capitol. Join us on All Things Considered beginning at 4, and for even more, come to CPR.org. This is CPR News in KRCC.